This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Kartavya Bhavan 3 at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. Kartavya Bhavan 3 is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will also address a public program in the evening. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented a statement of estimated receipts and expenditure of the state of Manipur for the year 2025-26. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh also tabled a copy of the annual report of the Karma Yogi Bharat for 2023-24. Dilip Saikia, who was on the chair, tried to run the zero hour, but the opposition members trooped into the well and started sloganeering, demanding discussion on the special intensive revision issue. Mr. Saikia said that creating disruption and bringing posters and placards in the house every day is not right. He urged the opposition leaders to play a constructive role and allow the house to function. The chair said that disrupting the proceedings of the house tarnishes the dignity of the house. He repeatedly appealed to the protesting members to go back to their seats, but it was of no use. As the noisy scene continued, the chair adjourned the house till 2 p.m. Earlier, when the House assembled at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker paid homage to the victims of the 1945 Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombings in Japan. The House observed silence for a while as a mark of respect for the people who lost their lives. After that, the Speaker tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering, demanding discussion on the special intensive revision issue. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the House assembled at 11 a.m., the House paid tributes to Satyapal Malik, a former member of the House who passed away in New Delhi yesterday. Deputy Chairman Harivansh said Mr. Malik represented the state of Uttar Pradesh in Rajya Sabha twice. He said Satyapal Malik also served as the governor of various states, including Bihar, Goa, and Jammu and Kashmir. Harivansh said that in the passing away of Satyapal Malik, the country has lost a veteran politician and an able parliamentarian. Relief and rescue operations are continuing on a war footing following yesterday's cloud burst over the Kheer Ganga River in the Dharali area of Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand. The Indian Army, NDRF, SDRF, district administration and other agencies remain actively engaged in the operation during this difficult time. So far, over 130 people have been safely evacuated to secure locations. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial survey of the affected areas today and reviewed the situation from the State Emergency Operations Centre in Dehradun. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to the Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami to take updates about the ongoing relief and rescue operations in Dharali in the Uttarkashi district. In a social media post, Mr. Dhami said the Prime Minister was informed about the rescue operations conducted throughout the night. The Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee today kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.5%, maintaining a neutral stance. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate will be at 5.25% and the marginal standing facility basis points rate and the bank rate at 5.75%. This follows a 100 basis points cut since February and comes ahead of the festive season.
After a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook, the MPC voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate under the Liquidity Adjustment Facility, LAF, unchanged at 5.5%.
The RBI retained its financial year 2026 GDP growth forecast at 6.5% despite US tariffs on Indian imports. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall to continue over Uttarakhand during the next 3 days. Heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Haryana and West Uttar Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.